Oh, hey. Yeah, good morning. Well, this is awkward. Well, 'cause you're like my mom's boyfriend and you obviously spend the night and now we're gonna sit here and have some cereal together in the morning. Yeah, it's a little weird. It really is. Oh, well. Can you pass the milk, please? Yeah, well, I do like to get up a little early. I don't have to leave for school for a while, but I like to eat breakfast and stuff. Yeah. It's the most important meal of the day. You know, of my mom's boyfriends, you're definitely the cutest so far. Yeah, she usually goes for like totes ugly guys. And older too. You're the first younger one. Yeah, school's fine. Boyfriend? No. I don't have time for boys my age. No, plus they smell. And they're rude. And they're all grabby. They don't know how to treat a lady. That's right, my mama raised a lady. All right, I have to ask you a question. Okay. Wait, let me stand up. Now look at my skirt. Do you think it's too short? Well, they have been like totes crazy about the dress code. Yeah. And so I don't want to show up to school and get dress coded and they're gonna be all you either have to change or you have to go home and I have to call my mom in the middle of the day and tell her to come and get me because I got dress coded, she's gonna flip her shit. I know. So you don't think it's too short? I mean, it's barely at my fingertips. Yeah, that's the rule. I know, I do have really small hands. But like it's not like slutty or anything, is it? Mean it's just a little plaid skirt. Yeah, I'm totally rocking the schoolgirl look today. Actually, I do. Do you think I should put them on? Okay, hold on, I'll be right back. You're also the first boyfriend of my mom's to give me fashion advice. Wait, what was that? Oh, yeah, actually, I do. Hold on, I'll be right back. Okay, so over the knee white socks, right? Well, I kind of liked my cute little mismatched ones, but I found these ones. Yeah, see, they come like way up over my knees. Yeah. So like this? And then yeah, I have these Black Mary Janes. No, they just have a little bit of a heel. Well, not too much. I mean, like, I still have to walk around school all day. Yeah, I don't want to be uncomfortable. So you think this looks better? It's not like too cliched, is it? Like slutty schoolgirl. Okay. Well, I'm gonna trust you. You're kidding, right? I think it might be going a little bit too far if I put my hair up in pigtails. I mean, I like pigtails. Like, I can totally rock pigtails. Yeah. But not for school. No. Plus, seriously, pigtails with the little schoolgirl outfit. It's a little bit too Britney Spears crazy video, isn't it? Oh, that's a good thing. Oh, that's right. You are totally old, huh? Maybe if you ask me nicely, I'll put my hair up. Am I flirting with you? No, of course not. How inappropriate would that be? You're my mom's boyfriend. I'm not gonna flirt with you. So, okay, hold on. No, I'm just getting some hair ties out of my bag. I'm gonna pull my hair up in pigtails. All right. Will you look? Okay, is it straight in the back? Okay, let me get this side up. All right, and this side up. So, what do you think? Are the pigtails working? And so you don't think I look too cliche? Okay. All right. Well, I do have to leave for school. Shit. I just noticed what time it is. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I can swear around you. Well, you know how my mom feels about that. I'm not allowed to swear, but I can hear her all night. Oh, fuck me. Fuck me. Fuck me. Fuck me harder. Fuck me harder. Yeah, I hear you. Well, you would think that I would crank up the iPod and put my headphones in, but I can ignore mom. But I better not say it. No. Well, I can ignore my mom because I really like hearing you. Can I tell you another secret? So at night when you're fucking my mom, I think about it and I pretend that it's me that you're fucking and not my mom. I'm sorry. Is that too naughty? Oh. Maybe I do need a spanking. I know, because I'm such a bad girl. That's ridiculous. But you do sound like you can really, really fuck very well. Mom seems to enjoy it. Oh, give it to me more. Oh, fuck me harder. Oh, your cock is so big. Oh, you're so big. And as I lay there at night listening to you, with my hand down in my pretty little white panties, I think to myself, is his cock really that big? Can it be as big as she's saying, or is mom just exaggerating to make him feel better? No, I don't think it would be appropriate for you to show me, but tell me, is it really big? Well, oh. It's too big for a little girl like me. Yeah. Well, I may be young, but I'm not quite innocent. That's right, I just quoted Britney Spears again. Now, I'm not slutty. And I don't give it away to all the high school boys. But I've spent some quality time with some college guys. So I think I could handle your supposed big cock. Do you like that? Really? Do you feel like a dirty old man when you hear me say cock? Yeah. What if I come real close to you? Maybe press my firm, soft teenage tits up against you. I know they're better than my mom's. And what if I whispered in your ear? I can handle every inch of your huge cock. Oh, I think you like that, don't you? Do you like listening to the sweet little girl say naughty, naughty words? Do you want me to say them in a little girl voice for you? Oh, big scary man, you're not gonna hurt me with your big, big scary cock, are you? Oh no. Look at that. I dropped the napkin on the floor. I guess I should probably bend over to pick it up. Yeah, I am really flexible. See, I can bend all the way down without bending my legs. I know. And I can touch the floor. That's right. Oh, gross. Don't say that it's hereditary. I don't want to hear about my mom anymore. No. So, I think, sir, we've already crossed a line. And once you're crossed the line, you might as well keep going, right? Can I tell you one more secret? I have been fantasizing about sucking your cock. So, I think you should let me. I'll ask you really nicely. Please, please let me suck your cock. I promise I'll do such a good job if you'll just let me suck your cock. I can tell that you want it, so don't deny that. Take it out for me. I guess mom wasn't exaggerating too much, huh? Oh, do I think I can handle it? I guess there's only one way to find out. You just stand here, and I'm going to kneel in front of you. Oh, you like when I look up at you with my pretty blue eyes, don't you? I know, they look so innocent. And I'm gonna take your cock in my little hand. Oh, and start stroking it. Fuck, it feels good. And I'm gonna rub the tip against my lips. Then maybe kiss my way down your shaft and back up. I do have soft little lips, don't I? Mal. Do you want me to take this whole big cock in my mouth? You don't think I can? You don't think I can take you all the way in my mouth? Oh, that's a shame because I really want you to grab a hold of these pigtails. And I want you to fuck my sweet little mouth until you come down my throat. You never thought your girlfriend's daughter could talk like that, could you? No. I want you to fuck my mouth. Don't make me beg for it, please. Yeah, just cross my pigtails. Oh. Oh, I told you I could take you all the way in my mouth. Come in my mouth, please. Please come in my mouth. Good. Well, of course I swallowed every drop. I don't waste it. All right. Dirty old man. Since you just shot your hot, thick load down my throat, you now have to give me a ride to school. And I think you need to pick me up, too. Yeah. Maybe I'm gonna need some help with my homework or something. Yeah, I have some questions about anatomy and biology. I know. So cheesy, but it doesn't matter. Because you want me. And the next time you're fucking my mom, you're gonna be thinking about me instead. And I'll be listening. And rubbing my sweet little pussy. And if you listen really closely, you'll be able to hear me come. I'll be a little loud next time. Okay. Now take me to school.